Well, like I say, thanks for taking the time to chat with me. Reading a bit about your background, can you tell us a little bit about growing up in Conklin in the Fort McMurray area, how that led you to where you are today?
Yeah, I think, well, growing up there, we didn't have everything. We grew up in a very small community and it was just very humble as we rejoiced over food and we had family. And that was the most important thing. And we had all the nature around us. And where my whole family is really, really connected with the land out there, that's home. And that is where I grew up in that setting. And that's what really, I think, led me to where I am today, just to appreciate the little things in life and to not forget about where you come from, I think is very important. And I still always think about back home. I miss the water. I miss the trees. Even though there's still water and trees around where I am, it's still not the same. There's a lot of important lessons there.
What was it about this role and Tiger Lily that brought you to joining the film?
I think from the moment I read the script, it was really, really juicy. Like the story was so good and you could really envision it and it being so rooted in truth. That was really important for me. And I knew I had to be a part of that because a truth telling is my thing. My short film that I created was very rooted behind true stories and I really connect with that the most in film, I think. And for this, I knew that the role was perfect for me. I knew that I would take care of it with everything that I have and give everything that I have to it. And I did that exactly. So I'm really, really happy with how everything is and how Disney is treating everything now.
I was able to screen it yesterday. How did you enjoy the stunts, the horseback riding, the swinging on ropes? That must have been fun.
The stunts were so cool. I didn't actually swing on the rope, sadly. I wanted to, but it was a big stunt. Like well, I watched it though, and my stunt double, Devin, she did such a beautiful job at it. The poor thing. She had to swing across, I don't know, a few times for sure. Each time it looked really scary. Stunts are really cool and really fun.
A lot of our audience is Indigenous peoples throughout Alberta. Is there any advice you could give them to starting out small town Alberta, going to Hollywood? And some of our audience will speak Cree. So if there's anything you want to say in Cree, please go ahead.
Agamemnuk, that's just a word that I carry with me every day. I'm not a fluent Cree speaker, but I am teaching myself day by day. And that's one of the biggest words that I think I could share. Agamemnuk just means keep going. I think that's something that we all need to know when we're starting out something that seems larger than life, that seems bigger than us. You just need to keep going. If it's special to you, if you enjoy it, then do it. You can do it, and it might take some hard work. You might fall a few times, but you get back up again and keep going because life is too short and you deserve to be happy, you deserve to have what you want out of life. That's something that I still tell myself every day, but I know that our young people need that as well.